It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
From AccuWeather.com, this is Everything Under the Sun. It's our weekly podcast featuring in-depth interviews with experts from AccuWeather and from around the world, bringing you behind-the-scenes information, stories, and news on the weather, climate change, and the outdoors, covering topics from the worlds of science, sports, and space. It's all the information you need to weatherproof your life. And now, here's the host of Everything Under the Sun, AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Friends, welcome in to another episode of Everything Under the Sun as we get ready for the holiday season. A new study by the AAA Foundation found that the disturbing trend of deadly driving behavior continues to rise to unprecedented levels. Jake Nelson from AAA will join us to talk about that trend and how you can keep yourself safe and think about traveling safely as you make your way around for the holiday season. We have a monumental winter storm as well that we're tracking and talking about going into this holiday weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that and some words about this podcast and some changes that are coming in the future. Friends, sit back and relax. It's time to talk about everything under the sun from AccuWeather.com. And friends, you know, I've been doing some traveling lately. I just drove to New York City and spent a few days the other day, and my drive from State College to New York City was full of problems, and not because of the weather. The weather was fine, but had a lot of folks speeding in that left lane uncontrollably, coming up on my back and kind of scaring me a little bit. I saw a lot of distracted driving behaviors, not only from the cars, but trucks and stuff. It is just really bad out there these days, in my opinion, and I think others as well. AAA Foundation is part of AAA that really looks at traffic, and Jake Nelson, the Director of Traffic Safety and Advocacy and Research, is here to talk to us about a study that they just completed that kind of goes in line with those observations I just made, where the behaviors of folks, even with all the technology we have in terms of deadly driving problems and accidents, it's increasing to unprecedented numbers. So Jake Nelson joins us from AAA to talk about the problems, why it's occurring, and what are some things you can do to prevent a travel mishap as you get into this holiday season travel. Jake Nelson from AAA joins us on Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com. Jake, it's great to have you here on Everything Under the Sun, as we wanted to talk about some information. And I started really seeing it in the media here the last couple of weeks about how, with recent studies and surveys, we're looking at driving behavior, and it has really hit an all-time low for dangerous driving behavior. And I can certainly commiserate with that. I drove to New York City back on Saturday, drove back from there to central Pennsylvania middle of this week, and encountered people, even on a sunny day, just driving, well, I could use words, but, you know, speed, distraction, and all kinds of stuff. And I'm looking at this winter weather scenario that we have coming up at the end of the week. And you figure, with all the people with pressure to get places and go places, this is kind of a bad scenario here over the next couple of days, the combination of these bad driving behaviors and the bad weather that we're going to see. So let's talk a little bit about that, Jake. Talk about this study and what you folks at AAA have gleaned from it and what you want the folks in the general public to understand about this whole scenario.
I hear you. So, I mean, we at AAA are laser focused on trying to understand how we could possibly, in the United States, have reached this 16-year high in the number of people killed in traffic crashes. This is at a time when we have major advancements in automotive technology, advanced driving assistance technologies, lots of chatter about fully autonomous vehicles right around the corner, improvements in road treatments that help prevent serious injury and death if a crash does occur. And then, of course, all the highway safety laws that we know save lives, advances on those fronts across the states as well. So how, given all those positive changes, could we possibly have moved in the wrong direction? And so our latest study from the AAA Foundation is one of a series of investigations that we've launched to try to understand why this is happening and what are all the contributing factors. And this latest one, we survey motorists around the United States and ask them about a whole range of highway safety issues, their engagement and risk-taking behaviors behind the wheel, but also their perspectives on whether or not that's dangerous and how they'd feel about others doing it on the road. The punchline here is that people are quick to point out that risk-taking behaviors like speeding and driving under the influence of alcohol or cannabis are dangerous and should be avoided, but a huge portion of the same people who respond to this survey admit to doing it themselves. And so it's a do as I say, not as I do scenario here. The challenge is that we have a record number of people killed in traffic crashes right now. We know that the risk profile of who's driving today versus before the COVID-19 pandemic has fundamentally changed in the wrong direction. And then this survey points out that the top three most alarming statistics we found, for example, are that the proportion of people who admit to driving when they think they're over the legal limit for alcohol has increased by about 24%. Right behind it, cannabis at about 14%, and then speeding, the most pervasive risk-taking behavior that we found in our study, up 12% over the year before. And so I'd say one thing to keep in mind here is that in all cases but speeding, a majority of motorists are doing the right thing and not engaging in these risk-taking behaviors. What's alarming is that we're moving in the wrong direction at a time when we should be doing everything we can to drive down the number of people killed in traffic crashes.
Yeah, it is concerning. And the speeding thing, I think, really has gotten out of hand because of crowd sharing apps that allow you to know exactly to a moment's notice when a member of our police force is set up to monitor your speed. And that seems to have emboldened those that are using that to travel at rates of speed that are just incredible to me. I mean, and sometimes I was driving on 80 between State College and New York, and I eased in the left lane to pass a truck that was going about probably 10 miles an hour slower than me. And I just wanted to ease getting around. You know, I no sooner got in the left lane, I happened in my rearview mirror, and there's this car that I hadn't seen. And I looked 10 seconds before. All of it, it's on my rear end bumper, acting like I was, you know, messing up his day. And basically, I felt like it was almost going to ram into me. And then I think that's what starts these chain reactions of people seeing that, panicking, making dumb moves in that scenario. And then we're off to the races with multiple accidents and problems, especially with the amount of truck traffic that it seems to be out here and seems to be in some ways more than I saw before because of the other transportation mode scenario problems that we're having in this time of year. Does all that I'm saying make sense, especially when the speed comes to it?
I mean, I see all the same kinds of scenarios that you've described. And one of the things that when, you know, I'm speaking to our members or to members of the general public on the issue of speed in particular, I always try to remind them of this one statistic, which is you would have to travel at 80 miles an hour instead of 75 miles per hour for 100 miles in order to shave just 5 minutes off your travel time. Most of us
I'm laughing at that, but I understand what you're saying. And the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. In our electronic age, when you look at your GPS and you start speeding a little bit, and that number of arrival time doesn't really change that.
No.
Much.
So
what are you gaining, right?
I'm not immune to wanting to get to my destination as fast as I can, especially if I'm late, I'm stressed out. I understand, but the reality is that speeding, even if you're going 15 miles per hour over the maximum posted speed limit, is barely going to get you to your destination any faster, but is wildly risky in terms of the likelihood that it could land you or the people traveling around you or in the vehicle with you in a hospital or in a casket. So it's just simply not worth it to speed, but we see it so commonly every day.
And I want to go back to that point that you made, which is what's really kind of
disappointing to me is because I've got a car that is loaded with things to make me safer. You know, it tells me when the thing in front of me is slowing down to a point where I may possibly hit it. It'll brake for me. It'll do all those things. I got all these cameras and all that stuff. And the more technology that we've thrown at this, the more we've almost been cavalier as drivers and say, oh, I don't really need it, and I'm not going to pay attention to it. And that's sad and scary to me, because the tools are there for people with these new vehicles that have everything that you could really need to help keep you safe.
First, you're not wrong. Second, I'd say that, you know, these kinds of advanced driver assistance technologies, the building blocks of fully autonomous vehicles, maybe one day, are not penetrating the vehicle fleet at the rate that I think most people assume. So they're in higher end cars, newer cars, and it takes about 13 years for the vehicle fleet in the United States to turn over when a new technology is introduced into the fleet as a standard technology. And so the wealthier, older drivers are the ones who are benefiting most from these kinds of technologies, but these are also among the safest drivers on the road. And so the people who could really use these technologies to sort of save them from themselves are the ones who don't have them installed in their car. So that's one thing to consider. Another factor that we've highlighted in our research at AAA and other areas of highway safety is that these technologies only work if you rely on them only when it's appropriate. So if you don't understand when these kinds of technologies don't work, or the kinds of environments or scenarios they weren't designed to function for you, then you will over rely on them to do things for you that they can't do. And so a lot of the technologies that you described rely on LiDAR and radar and cameras. And in heavy snow, which we're going to see in a few days, those technologies can't function. And so if you become complacent and over reliant on those technologies to warn you if you're drifting out of your lane or whatever the case may be, and you're driving in heavy snow, that's when you're going to get into trouble. And so, you know, 48 hours from now is probably when we need to be most vigilant behind the wheel and look at these kinds of technologies as supplementary to the primary responsibility of being a focused, alert driver.
We're talking with Jake Nelson. He's Director of Traffic Safety Advocacy and Research for AAA and the AAA Foundation, which looks at travel and these kinds of scenarios to make people aware of these problems and decidedly corrective actions. And one thing about Jake is he is an epidemiologist. You started as in the medical field, correct? And so
I did. I used to run a health department back in the day.
And yeah, back in Chicago, I read that. And what struck me when I read your bio is you think, and I don't disagree with you at all, that, you know, traffic safety and fatalities and the way this is going really needs to be factored in when we're talking about people and their life expectancy and that kind of stuff, much more so than maybe we're giving it credit for as a society or talking about it. Is that the gist of what I read from you, Jake?
Yeah, I think that, you know, traffic injury and death is a huge public health challenge here in the United States and in other parts of the world, for that matter, but especially here in the U.S. For all the advancements that we see in technology and the wealth of our nation, we are lagging behind other developed nations in terms of the kinds of things policymakers and transportation engineers are doing and implementing, the kinds of laws that we're passing that drive down the number of people injured or killed in traffic crashes. It's unfortunate. We have all the tools, but we're not making the right actions.
So as we wrap this up in a bow here, as we get ready for Christmas, I mean, it's one thing to tell people you're not doing the right thing. It's, you know, but the problem to me is I don't feel like there's a lot of care out there because, you know, the people that are going to obey the laws will do it. Does the care have to become from the rest of us by, you know, cracking down on laws? Does it be incumbent upon our safety officials to say, you know what, we've got a major problem here. We got to figure out a way to fix it, whether or not it's controlling speed somehow or another, or those kinds of things. What are some of the things that maybe AAA's talked about to people to help the scenario get better? Let's turn this trend around. How can we do that?
So longer term, there are lots of things that we need to sort of lean on and push our decision makers, our elected officials to do. better processes for deciding and determining what maximum posted speed limits are, the kinds of treatments to roadways that help force people to drive slower and more conscious and aware, to eliminate the kinds of environments where the most fatal crashes are likely to occur. So an example would be intersections, whereas you could put a roundabout or a traffic circle, which eliminates right angle crashes, which are the most dangerous. And so these are longer term goals that AAA and AAA clubs around the country are pushing for all the time. But nearer term, as we move into the holiday season, there are all the obvious sort of personal responsibility kinds of things that we could say about, you know, always be a focused driver, keep your phone put away when you're behind the wheel, you know, don't speed, only drive when you're sober. So all the things that you might expect. But from a public health point of view, I think recognizing that when we look at these statistics, even though they're in many cases moving in the wrong direction, overall, in most cases, most drivers are making the safest choice. And so I think probably one of the most influential and impactful things that we individually can all do, since a majority of us are making the right choice, is model that behavior. And when you're in the car and you're the one driving, or even if you're a passenger in that car, buckle your safety belt. It can reduce your odds of dying in a traffic crash by half. If you see the person, if you're a passenger in a car and the person is speeding, ask them to slow down, tell them that you're uncomfortable. So modeling the safer behavior and sort of setting those social expectations on those around you, whether you're a passenger or the one behind the wheel, I think can have a really big impact, especially in the nearer term. So that's what I plan to do when traveling around with my friends and family. And I think it's probably the most effective thing that we can do in the near term, especially until we can get to the other side of this holiday season.
Maybe just that reinforcing, you know, friend, family yes. member, colleague, I don't yeah. really need to get there that fast. We can be a little bit late. I want to arrive there safely. Just kind of a way to say it without saying you're driving too fast or
right,
slow
just
down.
Speak up.
Right? So I think that's certainly something to think about. Jake, really great stuff. I appreciate that. This is something I think we need to follow along with and look at, because some of these things are not going to get any better in some ways. I think people, even with the technology, and they want to stay in touch, they're trying to rely on the phone, the car is supposed to make it easy and safe. It's not necessarily if you're fumbling around on the dashboard when you're supposed to be looking ahead.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I think is this idea too of making sure that we're appropriate speed limits in certain situations. I'm seeing a lot more major interstates and states now going with adjustable speed limits on their major highways. And I think really that's the way to go, because every storm situation is a different one. And I think that's going to be helpful going forward if people follow along, or we hold them accountable to that, right? Those are the things we have to do in the end.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, there isn't a state Department of Transportation in this country that wouldn't tell you that their top priority is safety. And I think we ought to hold them to that, because if that were truly the case, then we wouldn't have speed limits set the way that they are today. And we have a long way to go.
Jake, appreciate the information and the time. We look forward to talking to you again here on Everything Under the Sun.
Happy holidays.
Friends, you can get information on that study through AAA.com. Thanks again to Jake Nelson. We look forward to talking to him more as we go through the future here. Speaking of the future, this podcast, we're going to change it up a little bit as we get into the new year. I'm going to talk about the weather for this upcoming weekend and a couple of weeks beyond. And I'll talk to our executive producer, Ken Prell, about some of these changes that we're going to see realized in Everything Under the Sun to make it more interesting, more situations where the weather meets your life as we go into the new year. That's coming up next on Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Whether you're at home getting ready for work, packing the kids' lunch, or commuting, listen to AccuWeather Daily. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and you'll get the top trending weather story of the day every day.
Welcome back to our second segment here in this episode of Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com as we get ready to head into the Christmas and New Year holiday. And it's my pleasure as the person that's sitting in front of the microphone more times than not in this amazing podcast that I've been privileged to be part of the last couple of years to bring in our executive producer, Ken Prell. And Ken, you know, I know you and I and Andy Robb and a lot of folks have been putting a lot of time and effort into this podcast. And we liked some of the things that we've been doing, but we wanted to kind of change it up a little bit to kind of give it some focus that people can count on. And one of those focuses that we have been trying to kind of capture, Ken, is, you know, talking about where the weather meets your life, things in your life, whether it's past, present, or future, that the weather impacts or will impact or did impact, and talking about those. And I think we're going to try to align ourselves here going forward in the new year when we resume about mid-January with Everything Under the Sun into that kind of format where we're kind of hitting some really big stories every week and then other information that you can use not only for that week but other times in your life.
Absolutely. I mean, I was just looking back. I mean, we started this in March of 2020.
With the pandemic again.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, yep, we revived this podcast, yeah?
Yep. And, you know, we've done, what, over 100 episodes? Yeah. And now, yeah, I think it's, you know, time to refresh things a little bit, you know, change things up. And I think the one thing that we're seeing more of, especially here at AccuWeather, is the amazing storytellers that we have.
Yeah, we do. We have people like Evan Myers that will be helping us again. We'll bring the history maybe once a month. Christina Shalhoub, who's on our network, amazing personality. We're going to bring her in more often. She's got a lot of great lines to sports figures who are weather weenies or weather nuts is the best way to put it. So that's going to be something we look at. One of the episodes a month, we're going to look at science and gardening and nature and that kind of thing and kind of meld that in. And really the upfront focus, you know, I've been calling it the first rays of focus. That upfront focus is going to be driven on the weather news, I think, every week. So we're going to change. We've been dropping this podcast late in the week towards the weekend, but I think we're going to kind of move that up to about Wednesday.
Yep.
So we'll be making our editorial decisions first part of the week and then dropping this podcast. And again, two segments, a newsmaker kind of wow factor segment at the beginning, and then something that's a little bit more less timely, but certainly important. I think those are the things that we're looking at.
Yeah, I think we're looking at more stories, you know, getting out there, reaching out to people who are impacted by the weather. And also, we have, you know, great field reporters here at AccuWeather
we
want to start checking in with more often and hearing what, you know, what they're seeing on the ground.
Yeah, no, we have great experts, you know, that we see on the network. Except me. I'm not a great expert. I'm just an expert.
No, man, you're appearing more and more on the network.
I see you out here.
Like, my office is perfect.
My face for radio is getting challenged here. But great experts. We've got great folks who, you know, one of the things about AccuWeather is we all love the weather and we all look at the general weather, but we all have our interests. You know, I love sports. I love disc golf. I love gardening. I love this. People love astronomy. People love walking. So, you know, what is it that you love? What is it as the listener to this podcast that you like and want to listen to or hear about? And we have a way to feed that back to us, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
Our email address.
Yep, our email is always open. We want to hear from you. AccuWeather.podcast@AccuWeather.com. Again, AccuWeather.podcast@AccuWeather.com. And, you know, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcast or Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. You can always, we want to hear from you. Give us a review. Give us, you know, let us know what you want to hear.
And while over the next couple of weeks, over the holidays, till about mid-January, till we produce the next episode, I mean, there's opportunities to go back. You can look at that list, and there's some really neat things. Maybe you lightning safety. You've talked to your son or daughter about standing out in the thunderstorm and they're saying, well, why? I don't understand. Well, you can talk to them and let them hear about lightning safety. Some of the great historical events we've talked about, some of the great gardening tips that even in the dead of winter might give you a little hope to be ready for spring. I know I'm already as we sit here buried under some snow. And that's the last thing I do want to talk about as we go into the next couple of week period. We're coming into this beginning of the Christmas weekend with this monster storm that's creating all kinds of havoc with snow and wind. And, you know, temperature drops 40 to 50 to 60 degrees in the span of a few hours. So that's going to continue into the weekend. The icy grip will kind of loosen as we get towards the middle of that period between Christmas and New Year's. But there is the possibility that we'd have another coastal storm, Pacific Northwest, snow and ice and problems. And they're going to have off and on with that as we go through the next couple of weeks, too. This really brings up the point of using your AccuWeather tools to get the best information. And that's on our website, AccuWeather.com, where you also can get AccuWeather Now, which is kind of an amalgamation of our programming that's on the network and other things. You can also use our apps, amazing apps with the newly redesigned. We talked last week or so about Wintercast. It's actually been freshened up. It looks amazing. It gives you even more information that you can get on your Android or Apple AccuWeather app. And then, of course, our great radio and media partners, our TV stations, radio stations that I'm on, and all of the great partners that we have helping you with that information. Ken, I'm excited. I need a little break. I think we all do. But when we come back about mid-January, we're going to get going, and I hope we can build a great audience and a great network of people who enjoy the weather and want to talk about everything under the sun.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to, rate, and review Everything Under the Sun on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And of course, if you have an idea for a future podcast, just email us at accuweather.podcast@accuweather.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.